We used to call them checkups, but now they're known as well visits, or an opportunity for the provider of your child's health care to be able to assess the growth and development of your child, and also a chance for you to ask questions of your child's doctor. So are you making the most of those well visits? That's the question on this month's C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, University of Michigan Health Mott poll that is now out. Every month, they sample parents across the nation to assess what is going on with kids' health. And joining us to talk about it is the poll co-director, Sarah Clark. And Sarah, this was something that we used to do at least once a year when I was a kid growing up. Did the pandemic change that?
Not much. Surprisingly, a lot of people in our poll, 92%, did indicate that they have, or their child has had a well visit since the start of the pandemic. So that's really good news.
And I think the fact that we have the technology to do it also virtually might have helped, but is that the best way to go when it comes to your child's health?
I think in some cases you're exactly right, especially before we were well set up with the different kinds of protections and distancing and things like that. But for a checkup or for a well visit, you really want to have the provider and the child and the parents in the same room. That facilitates conversation, but it also helps with the physical exam and, of course, weighing, measuring immunizations if needed. So it's really an in-person visit.
Well, it's really encouraging to know that 92% of those polled in the new Mott poll are reporting their child has actually had a well visit in the past 2 years. What else did you find in this month's poll?
2/3 of the parents said that their child always sees the same provider for well visits. And there's a reason that we're happy about that. The provider gets to know that child and his or her unique medical history, and also develops a rapport with the child and the family. And that can make it easier to talk about all of the different topics that are recommended, and maybe, I hope, easier for parents to bring up questions and concerns with that provider.
So that continuity is really important, not only being able to do this on a regular basis, annually, for instance, but also going to the same provider.
In a lot of cases, it really does make sense.
All right. So what is supposed to transpire during a checkup or well visit for a child?
So there are sort of the medical basics, which is assessing growth and development. And providers do that by obviously weighing and measuring the child, but also assessing the child's language. When the kids are little, it's how many words do you know, and things like that. As kids get older, it is assessing different aspects of their behavior. And a lot of times parents will be filling out a little checklist about their child. In many practices, you can fill those out at home, maybe using the patient portal. But that is really important to help the provider understand what that child does and is capable of doing, especially for things outside the medical office. So that's really important. And then beyond that, it's that all important discussion. The provider has a list of topics that they're recommended, and those topics are tailored to the age of the child. But the big piece is parents need to come in with the topics that they are most interested in discussing. Parents have a job to do in these well visits.
Yeah, it's so important. And I would add to that, anyone going to a doctor should have a list of questions that they have written out, whether it's on their cell phone or a notepad. And I even give a copy to my doctor so he knows exactly what I want to address. He'll have his own issues, but at least he has that and can be prepared for that. I always, give that to him right at the start. And I think it's just so important for everyone to do that. It just keeps things really on mark when you're in those appointments. I imagine that's particularly so when you're talking about children, Sarah.
It is. And, what parents need to remember, there are certain topics that come up at what we call sick visits. There's a problem going on. Most practices schedule a very short amount of time for sick visits. You're talking about that small topic and coming up with a plan. Well visits are different. You typically have more time with the provider, and it really should be about all of the items and the situations that have happened over the past year where maybe as a parent, you weren't sure what to do. It's not the kind of thing that you would schedule a visit for. It's more what I would call the day-to-day things. So it could be, you know, my child isn't a great eater. I wonder if multivitamins are the kind of thing we need to do, right? That's a great well-child visit topic. Another thing I think parents overlook is talking about maybe comments they've heard from the daycare provider or the teacher. Hey, the teacher said, Johnny doesn't pay attention as well as other kids in class. Should I be concerned about that? Pediatrician, help me understand. Do I need to look into that? Do we need to do anything? And that well visit is a really great place to discuss those kinds of things with somebody who knows your child and is an expert on sort of the wide range of normal to help you understand, like, yeah, that's either that's part of what we often see with kids, or let's think about some strategies for how we might explore this further.
Sarah Clark with us. She is the Mott Pohl co-director with the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health at the University of Michigan Health. You're listening to the Lucianne Lantz Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. You know, that's really important, the questions for parents to go in with. We've established that. Yet your poll shows that in advance of well visits, only a fourth of parents say they often prepare a list of questions to ask the provider. I'm surprised at that.
And even worse, one in five never do.
Wow.
That is, it's a little disappointing. And I wonder if we all haven't gotten the message that it isn't a situation where, hey, the provider's the expert and they'll just pull us along for the ride. People really need to embrace that idea of being engaged in the visit, and especially with these well visits. Parents have an important role to play. They have to come in bringing the questions from home so that the topics discussed are the ones that are most important. Here's what can happen otherwise. The provider has the list of topics that have to be covered, and it's an ambitious list, and it's difficult to fit everything into the time allotted for a visit. You don't want to have the provider go through that list, and then there's 30 seconds left, and they say, and do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not ideal. Get your topics and your questions out there at the beginning so you can prioritize the time according to your most important questions. Really important.
All of this great information is available online at mottpoll.org. That's M-O-T-T-Poll, P-O-L-L.org. And you can access previous polls as well. A wealth of information concerning children's health up on that site, mottpoll.org. Sarah, the checklist for the checkup, actions that parents often take in advance of their child's well list, is really interesting. And on that list is addressing a child's fears about the visit. 40% of parents try to do that before they head over to the pediatrician's office.
And that kind of plays out differently depending on the age of the child. With the little ones, it can be great to read a storybook about going to the doctor. It's all about helping it seem familiar once they get there, right? Another strategy families use is kind of acting out the visit with the little toy medical kit and maybe a favorite stuffed animal. We're going to take Bunny to the doctor. So that when the child arrives, the parent can say, oh, there's the nurse, just like we saw in the book. Now you're going to get weighed, just like we weighed Bunny or whatever. And that familiarity helps the child be comfortable. The other place where kids can have fears is around getting vaccines or getting shots. And sometimes it's also the parents that have a little anxiety watching their kids get that poke. There are a number of things to do. And if parents have know their child has some anxiety about that, mention that to the provider. Usually providers and nurses are pretty good at strategies like distracting, giving kids a little something else to think about as to make that, you know, that anxiety lessen.
Yeah, this is just such a great conversation to remind parents about how to go about doing something like this. For adults, we may just slide into the doctors and, you know, call it a day, but it's so important when it's our kids and they're growing and they're changing every minute. So there's a lot of benefit to these well visits. And as with anything in life, it appears preparation really is the key here, Sarah.
It really is. And there's another angle to this that I think a lot of parents overlook. And that is involving the child, especially you can do this starting at 4, 5, 6, involving the child in preparing for and participating in the visit. So that can be, do you have any questions about your body that you want to ask the doctor when we go for the visit? And this becomes really important as kids get into that upper elementary age where either their bodies are starting to change or they're noticing their classmates' bodies are starting to change. And that can be a really important time for kids to ask and get answers to some of those questions about what's happening. It's great for parents to help the kids find their voice. Often you can write it, the question down on a little piece of paper in case the kid feels a little shy in the doctor's office, but still find a way to share that. And then parents have to step back and allow the child and the provider to have a conversation. It doesn't have to be parent dominated. This is a chance for you to let your child learn how to participate in their own healthcare. I promise it will pay off as they become teens and young adults.
Exactly, because they'll be comfortable in those situations. We've talked about parents and kids, but what about the doctors out there? What are we finding? Are parents responding as to what kind of response they get from pediatricians?
For the most part, parents give really high ratings to their pediatricians and family doctors for doing things like answering the parent questions and giving recommendations that are realistic for the family. You know, 2/3 about of parents rate their providers as excellent. Another area where most of the parents give high marks are giving feedback on those different checklists and questionnaires that parents complete. And I would say great that most parents are satisfied. And for the small number of cases where it's not going well, where parents don't feel like the provider is performing at that level, it's worth it to maybe try a different provider and look for one that you feel you can trust, that you feel is knowledgeable, and that you can really feel comfortable talking about a wide range of topics. We're happy that most families are really satisfied with their providers. For the small number that aren't, there's different options out there. Look for one, look for a good match.
Exactly. Not everyone is for everyone. And this is noted in the survey, 74% of the parents said they get feedback about how their child is doing, that feedback coming from the doctor. That should really be 100%. And it's too bad
it's
absolutely
not. Should.
Yeah.
Maybe it's running out of time, but yeah. Sometimes some providers may not realize how much parents want to know because there's a lot of uncertainty to parenting, right? So one of the really important roles for the provider is to help parents know what to do that with that uncertainty. Sometimes it's reassure parents, relax, kids do this, it's fine. Other times it's, there are some things that you could work on at home to help make this better. And on some rarer occasions, it might be, hey, let's go to some outside resources.
Yeah.
That could be a specialist, that could be a parenting class or something else. But the doctor's job is to help parents know what to do with that very common parenting uncertainty.
And parents should not feel that they don't have a voice in this, that their kid doesn't have a voice in it, and they should be comfortable making these kinds of decisions and realizing, all right, we might need to see a different provider, a different doctor that fits better with what we are expecting. The Mott Poll report out this month talking about your children's health, you can go online to mottpoll.org, MOTTPOLL.org. Our thanks each month. We talk with Sarah Clark. She is the Mott Poll co-director from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital at the University of Michigan Health. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.